Eicha Perik Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel. We're up to the letter Mem, and now we get a small dramatic trup after the terrible horrors where Yerushalayim was domeim, unable to speak anymore. So weak, the head is falling on the ground. The children are lying listless. So we get a trup to wake us up again a little bit. That's my interpretation of it. Mo'aideich mo'adam eloch. So now a third person returns with compassion, but with no answer, with no consolation. What shall I testify for you? How can I bear witness? Mo'aideich, mo'adam eloch, what can I compare to you? The Zohar says this shows that no other nation has ever experienced such a calamity. Now, many ancient cities had sieges and had thousands of deaths of innocents. But the Medrash says no other nation had ever been raised so high, so miraculously by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, prior to such a terrible fall. Some Medrashim use the word Aideich in the sense of warning. The Nevi'im warned us about these catastrophes long before they took place. And Yirmiyah the Navi says in this pasuk, what more could I have done to warn you? I already warned you. I told you. Habas Yerushalayim, O daughter of Yerushalayim. Mo'ash velach v'anachameich. What can I compare, liken to you, bishovet to you, equivalent to you, that I may comfort you, Besulas Bas Zion, maiden daughter of Yerushalayim? Nobody shares our pain. Nobody else has ever experienced it. There's no nichun. There's no nechama. Ki gadol kayam shivreich miyirpolach. Your ruin is as vast as the sea. Who can heal you? Now, Yerushalayim shouldn't be looking to the Goyim for healing. They betrayed us and condemned us and played us false in the first place. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, but the pain is as infinite as the sea. So Elie Wiesel again speaks about Mo'aideich. Sometimes I am asked if I know, quote, the response to Auschwitz, unquote. I answer, not only do I not know it, but I don't even know if a tragedy of this magnitude has a response. Now, we know, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael comes in the ashes of the Holocaust. But even then, what I do know is that if there is response, there is response in responsibility. When we speak of this era of evil and darkness, so close and yet so distant, responsibility is the key word. The witness has forced himself to testify. For the youth of today, for the children who will be born tomorrow, he does not want his past to become their future. If our children don't read Night by Elie Wiesel, then we're never going to understand. Yudalid Nevi'ayich Chazulach Shav V'Safel. Your prophets have seen false and senseless visions for you. The false prophets were everywhere, commonplace in the times of Malachim. Yeravam, false prophet, caused the temptation and death of a Navi Hashem, sending him along his way and then having him fall in the hands of evil people. King Achav, false prophets of the Baal, were everywhere. Yirmiyah and Yechezkel, false prophets are counseling the king. Political hacks, people who get them, the Nevi'im, arrested. Shav V'Safel, false and senseless. What about the pundits of today telling us about what the Middle East is really all about? Sure. V'lo gilu al avoneich lahashiv shavuseich. They did not expose your averus to straighten out your backsliding. What a true Navi is going to do is warn us that we have to straighten up and fly right. Anybody who doesn't, there's an element of falschkeit to them. V'yechazulach maso shav umaduchim. They prophesied for you false, misleading oracles. Failure of leadership. Tell the people what they want to hear instead of what they really need to hear. So they have a huge responsibility, a huge portion in what disaster overtakes Yerushalayim. We like platitudes. We like reassurances. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah, they whitewashed our Averis and told us what we wanted to hear. That's not the role of a Navi. Tesvav. Safku alayich kapayim kol evrei derech. And now we have a look. Yerushalayim is still speechless. So the narrator is describing now, in Pasuk Tesvav and Tesayin, the futility of the hope that Yerushalayim is still looking to everybody else for sympathy. We try so hard to win the PR battle. We put out all of the blogs. Shabbos Kestenbaum, lovely young man, desperate to try to trumpet from the rooftops. Claw Yisrael, as if that's going to help. Do you really think the internet is really on our side? So what happens? So Safku Alayach Kapayim Kol Evrei Derech, all the Evrei Derech, all those who pass along the road, all those who log on to the website, all those who are watching the videos that Hamas put out on October 7th, triumphantly raping and killing and murdering children. So they clap their hands at you. Sharku, death to Zios. Sharku vayoniu rosham al bas Yerushalayim. They hiss and wag their heads at the daughter of Yerushalayim. This is mockery. They're gesturing, clapping their hands like Balak and Bilam. Typical UN reactions to Eretz Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. They don't empathize for the losses. They mock. They jeer. They're wagging their heads happily. Is this the city that was called the perfection of beauty, the joy of all the earth? Now, they're also going to take credit for destroying the ear. All your enemies opened their mouths wide against you. Like animals, like savage animals, whistling, gnashing their teeth. Sharku v'yachar kushen. They hiss, they gnash their teeth. They whistle, Amru Bilanu, and they say, we have swallowed her up. So they take credit for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of Klal Yisrael for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use the same word Bilanu, the Bila. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but they take the credit. And now, the harshest, the worst, the most accurate, what we see every day, Ach ze hayom shekivinuhu matzanu ra'inu. This is the day we have longed for. We found it. We have seen it. Nachba, revenge. It's not murder, it's resistance. On 9/11, in the Arab world, contrary to what all the media wants you to believe, there were gleeful dances and celebrations, demonstrating the depth of their hostility, their sense of triumph. Kochi va'otzem yadi. Now, Arizal says, Shekivinuhu matzanu ra'inu, we found it, we saw it, because it already took place at God's hands, not theirs. But they're going to take the credit anyway. So in Pasuk Tes Vav, maybe Rashi says, the people passing by are sympathetic when they shake their heads, but their clapping and hissing do seem like they're insulting. And they're hissing and whistling right alongside the enemies of Pasuk Tes Zayin. The two psukim show us the Gayasha reactions in both cases, and they're basically identical. Now, if we don't hear their tone firsthand, we don't know if they maybe sympathize a little bit. Now, note, I just heard a shiur about this at Yeshiva of Flatbush, where my grandson was graduating preschool, graduating nursery, before he moves on. He probably won't be at Flatbush anymore. It's mostly Sephardim. My little Ashki blonde grandson isn't going to fit in for much longer. But the Rav pointed out yesterday when he was talking about Eicha, he said the letter Pei becomes before the Ayin. The Peh comes before the Ayin. You have to see clearly before you speak. You have to think about what you do. Eicha Rabba says, they said with their mouth what their eyes had not seen. You speak rashly without understanding or basis. You open your mouth and you don't see. See with your Ayin before you open your Peh. And the Peh and the Ayin lesson comes twice in Eicha. And we're supposed to be paying, no pun intended, yes pun intended, attention.